Common Sense Advice for Life, helping with self-awareness, family, and relationships in a complex world. Now, here's Will Kesley and Tony Peck.
All right, welcome back to the show.
Here we are.
Let's chat. Will and Tony. I'm Will, my good buddy Tony. And we're talking a little about the old broken window.
Yeah, broken window theory.
Theory, and how we water our culture down based on what, so like for example, especially in our town, here in Idaho Falls.
All right, Idaho Falls.
That's where we home this show out of, is directly here out of Idaho Falls, is the number of people that run red lights in this town.
It's crazy, right?
Off the chart.
And every light. I stop now, yep. even if it's like...
Do not jump a green light in this town. You will get T-boned by somebody coming through 5 minutes after it turned red.
No, it's crazy. It is.
Yeah, right? Because... Yeah. It's now become, I saw it happen, you saw it happen. The other day, I actually saw a yellow light. It turned red on me, and I thought, everybody does it. I'll just go through the red light. And I was horrified at what I just decided to do.
Yeah.
I just did the same thing. Yeah. I watered down my own, what I stood for as right and wrong, and public virtue, doing the right thing, because after all, everybody else is doing it.
No, I mean, I'm talking about this trip, you know, to Mexico, happen. Right?
The cops are going to come over here at the show, right? They're going to knock at the door. Kesley like, just admitted to running a red light. I didn't actually see it turn red.
No, but you talk about public virtue. Yep. So, right. So we get off the plane in Dallas. We're coming home. Yep. We're exhausted. And we had a pretty tight connection. I'd kind of messed up a little bit and booked a tight connection, not realizing the customs and everything you have to go through coming back internationally, right? Mm-hmm. So I get into customs, and we hit this customs line, and three or four planes must have all got in kind of same time, so it was long. And I was stressing, and I was like, oh my goodness, we are not going to make our plane. And customs is not necessarily a fast process, right?
It's amusement like park line. Yeah, the Disneyland line.
Big snaky line that goes back and forth between ropes, right? And so we're standing there, and I noticed like in front of me, a gap kind of opened in the line.
Where people are talking.
People are talking, not paying attention. And a gap opened up in the line. There was this slight delay before the second group moved forward to close the line back up. Well, there was an individual who ducked the line from one row to the other, just snuck under the line. Yep. And everybody noticed. Everybody around him noticed.
Like an idiot.
Everybody's looking at this guy like, really? You just ducked the line. You're okay with that. And now... The social norm was nobody challenged him. Nobody was a.
I'm kind of surprised more people didn't join him.
Now, yeah, maybe so. But we didn't have, nobody confronted him directly. But you could tell by the people's faces, everybody just kind of like, okay, whatever, you're.
Juck.
Yeah.
Yeah, juck.
Anyway, so it closed the line. And I sat there and my wife turned to me and said, I guess that guy's, you know, tight connection is more important in anybody else's tight connection of these other 300 people that are standing in line.
Mm-hmm.
And it's back to that public virtue.
Get all you can get.
Like, you know, get all you get. It's only me. I'm the only one I have to worry about. I'm going to run the red light. I'm going to pass in the median, you know, and I'm going to do whatever it takes to get me my due, and everybody else can suffer for it.
Certainly, we don't know. Maybe he was trying to get to a plane. His wife's dying of cancer. I mean, you don't know. However.
Tell us that.
Yeah. However, I think if he said to everybody, guys, here's the deal. Can I have, you know, people would have respected that.
Oh, yeah.
I think what you saw was just greed, selfishness, self-indulgence. And I bet you, if we were to pull that guy aside and ask about his life, his marriage, and his family, it's a train wreck. Why? Because it showed in his virtue in public.
Correct.
And if it shows there in the privacy of his own life, it's a train wreck. And so the point we talk about in this show all the time about we want to be happy or not be happy, as easy it would have been for you just to duck under and take that stink, it is better if you didn't and lived by a principle that you can walk home with your integrity in place, because it says something about where you set your standards, right? You don't get yourself washed into society saying, well, if this is the better way, it doesn't mean it's the better way. What I want you to do is be able to live by a standard, set a standard, and stay by your standard, even if that standard may seem weird, odd, or you may not even like it. If the idea is to keep it. Like, for example, my wife and I decided years ago, we first got married. Okay. We didn't want to do rated R movies anymore.
Okay.
We got to the point they're kind of disgusting.
Yeah, like whatever you were watching was
newly
like.
Newly married, something came on. I was like, I don't ever want to do that again. We're not doing that. So we decided our movies were out of our picture. We've now taken probably half of PG movies. We'll look them up. Go, nah.
Yeah, use the technology to see what's going to be
in them. I'm not interested anymore. Yep. It does nothing for me in an entertainment value to go see and water down a standard that I've decided to keep. I've had people challenge that throughout my life with, it's just a war movie, man. It's just violence. It's just blood and violence. I don't care. I've decided to set a standard, and that's just one I choose to live by. Now, you have to pick your standard, whatever it might be.
Well, everybody has to pick their own standard, right?
There's something that happens inside you when you set a standard and keep it. There's a self-respect that happens that will radiate through everything else you're going to do in your life. And your success level will adjust by it. Your relationships will adjust by it. Even if it's only five things, you say, I stand by these five things.
It comes down to, it's like, what do you believe?
Yeah.
I believe these things. And that's going back to the first of the show when we're saying, hey, be open-minded. Kick around what you believe. But when you decide and you've done that analysis,
value,
and this is the valuable thing you're going to believe,
stick
to that belief because it anchors, it gives you character.
Right.
That's what I call it, your own character.
Don't be so bounced around by the social whims of the world. We say the same thing about technology.
Yeah.
Everybody's got a phone. Stop. That doesn't mean it's a good, healthy thing for you. Or better yet, it's not even a healthy thing for your children.
What?
But you keep...
I got to have a Facebook account.
Huh?
I said that the other day. I had a guy call me about a job, you know, and he was looking for information about the company that, you know, I'm a member of. And I was talking to him and he said, hey, put me on your LinkedIn account. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, man. I totally would, but I actually don't have a LinkedIn account. Well, what about Facebook? I was like, I actually don't have any social media accounts. He's like, what?
I do a show called Will and Tony. You gotta listen.
I said, no, I never found much value to him. I mean, and it just caused me more havoc, you know, hassle than good. So I got rid of him. Mm-hmm. And that's something I did. I'm not saying everybody, you know.
Right. But that's a social norm now.
But it's a social norm now that you have to have these things.
And now then set a standard. And your standard, I've heard you say it, is that, you know, at night, I put the phone away. That's my new standard of my home.
Yep.
And live by that standard. There's something respectful about it. It can be from dating standards.
Yeah, dating's huge, right? Dating or the way you talk standard, the way you treat people's your standard.
What is that?
Public virtue.
Do you pick up trash when you see it, even though you don't have to? Stay by a standard. Do you open doors for people? Stay by your standard.
You know, it's interesting you talk about that. So I was a scoutmaster for 20 years in Boy Scouts of America. Love that program, everything. So I spent years and years camping out. And one of the things that got beat into me that was, you know, leave no trace and clean, you know, leave it better than you found it. You know, so whenever I'm hiking, you know, it just fires me up if I, you know, find a, you know, pop can or a piece of trash on the pristine wilderness. So I always pick that stuff up, just throw in my backpack and carry it out.
That's your standard.
And that's the standard. But, you know, it's funny once you do that and you stick to that, how it like you were saying, how it affects you, right? And you fight against it. And we rolled into this one campsite and it was thrashed. And we stopped all the boys and we're like, hey, we're going to cancel what we're doing tomorrow. And tomorrow we're cleaning this place up. And we hauled out like 6-7 of those huge black, you know, leaf trash bags full of trash out of that and cleaned this whole campsite up because it had just been thrashed by all the previous occupants. And the amazing thing is like 2 years later, we came back. And it stayed good.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't thrashed.
Broken window theory.
It was broken window theory all over, right? And
here's
and we walked away and we're like, no, we're not walking away and leaving this
however,
way.
Here's what the idea of challenging some of these. If you had walked away and said, you know, everybody else has done it. It's just how it is. There's something that happens inside your soul that waters down who you are and what you stand for. And more importantly, about the value of who you are. And that's the part people don't understand. When you water down, whatever your social norm is, whatever your public virtue is going to be, whatever decisions you're going to be like, if I decided now I'm just going to watch some radar movies because there's something that changes in your soul. And I'm telling you, people who do this do not feel a sense of worth and they do not feel a sense of value of who they are. Now, what
your self-esteem, well, you're really watering down and eroding your self-esteem.
You hear people say, well, she doesn't have any self-esteem, she doesn't have any self-confidence. And we like to think today in society, that means they need to win more. They need to be complimented more. That's not actually what changes it. What changes it is to give them some standards. Let them come to some standards they want to live by and encourage them to keep them. And then watch how their confidence will grow.
Yeah.
Watch how their success will grow based on these new norms they're living. Because they can walk away going, I did good because I chose it and I lived in honor.
And I didn't have to.
Exactly.
And I chose it.
I chose it. So that's kind of our challenge in the second segment is I want you to think something in your life you're going to stand by and be unmovable. Keep it as a righteous one. What I mean by righteous now, it doesn't have to be a spiritually righteous, it doesn't have to be a God righteous. It has to be a good thing for society.
Yes.
Like, don't stand by something because it's like, well, I stand by this because careful.
Yeah. I stand by hating this, you know, race.
This cult, this careful.
No, that's not what we're talking about.
Yeah. Exactly. However, now when you come back, I want to go back to you being in Mexico.
Oh, okay. I like it.
The reason I do is because there's something special that happened when you went to Mexico that has to do with your marriage.
Oh, yes. Yes.
And one of those things is a commitment that I'm going to ask people to try to keep because it is at the root of how you have a successful marriage.
All right.
If you want to know the trick.
I'm ready for your question.
I got it coming up next.
All right. Let's
chat with Will and Tony. Join us on the show, 607-414-CHAT, and or give us an email at letschatwithwillandtony@gmail.com. Love to get your comments. We got some of those coming up at the end of the show. On the way, News Talk 107.9.